Are you okay? Are you winning or just surviving? Aimed at helping you to win. That's the object. That's one of many objects here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome. Information, a little enlightenment, some relevant, helpful stuff from Michael McMaster now, who is a regular contributor, actually, to the program. Here's a man who has developed a life which is so rich in information. Here's a guy who's helpful to people. There are a lot of things in the universe, and I use that term in sort of all-encompassing way. Our universe is full of very compelling, interesting things, but it's also full of distractions. Michael, this week, for whatever the reason, I have been talking a lot about dependence and addiction and things. You, as a counselor, have been helping people for a long time to move forward. You've got a great series of CDs that work on people's, you find the inherent abilities that people have and focus on that to get them out of wherever they are. And I guess that addiction being the big problem, not only in our country, but around the world, it seems kind of sad at first, though, because all of it seems so needless. You wouldn't be addicted to anything, I suppose, if the substances weren't there. But then addiction answers some kind of need, doesn't it?
Need? Where, you know, people can be addicted to, you know, alcohol, drugs. They can be addicted to money. They can be addicted to fear. There are a lot of things people can be addicted to. And the way that you go beyond these things, you have to take control of your life and your emotions at some point. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. And for some people, it's very difficult, especially addiction to drugs or alcohol. But addiction to fear, addiction to worrying about money, these things you can overcome relatively easily.
Easier than, and that's why some of your stuff on wealth and miracles and happiness, but if you don't, if you're addicted to something, it means inherently you're not happy. It seems that one goes with the other. If you're unhappy, you're more likely to find an addiction or maybe get involved in even more than one addiction.
No, that's absolutely true. See, happiness to me, I've worked with people for a long time teaching them how to become happy. And most of us believe that happiness has to come from the outside of us. We need something that's outside of us to make us happy. But the actual truth is that it exists right inside of you. You are able to create happiness and maintain it for as long as you want by choosing to do that. Because everything in life is a choice. It's a matter of what you choose to bring happiness or sadness to you, but you're able to choose that relatively easily.
Do women choose differently than men when it comes to these sorts of things?
Yeah, for women it's more emotionally based. It's like an emotional stimulation. For men, it's more mental, something that, you know, gives them some kind of mental stimulation. So it's completely different, you know, for both people.
I think I'm asking that because as I thought it through, I don't know any women who are addicted to anything. I don't know. I'm sure there are women who are addicted to, I shouldn't say that because I know women addicted to tobacco, but to alcohol or to drugs. I know they're there, but I just, in the circle that I travel in, if they are, I don't know it. It isn't obvious to me. Maybe that's the difference.
I think with women, you know, I mean, women are more emotionally based, so they're able to fulfill themselves in whatever it may be, you know, not sure the time frame. They can have an emotional fulfillment much quicker than a man. A man is much more mental. It takes a much longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. And is there more pressure on men to perform in various areas, even though I think women, we know now that statistically women are dying more frequently of heart attacks and heart disease than are men, which was not the case even 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, you know, I think with men, you know, it's, you know, I live in Southern California. It's very interesting what's going on here because there are a lot of people being laid off here, men, which, you know, which is the same across the country.
Yep.
But I'm seeing men in their early 50s and 60s just giving up.
Giving up how? What do you mean?
Well, not really wanting to try and go out and find work again. Maybe, you know, I'm going to go on Social Security or I'm going to find another way to live. So the pressure on men at the present time, on a lot of men, is enormous. And I think a lot of women, for the first time I'm seeing this, don't know how to deal with that, because for a long time they've had these very steady lives where the man made the income, everything worked. The whole dynamic is changing now. Now you're starting to see women react differently to this, and fear and actually coming into their life and wondering how they're going to survive in the future.
So in your CD on happiness, Simple Happiness, how would you address some of the issues that we are? You've talked to 45,000 people over the years, so it's not like you don't have tons of experience here. What do you bring forth? What do you put forth in the Simple Happiness CD?
To start off, I try to get people to live more in the moment, rather than actually, you know, living in the future and worrying about that, and living in the past and trying to rectify things that they can't fix anymore. To try to live in the moment so they can have a sense of happiness and just dealing with what they have. It puts them in a different mind frame, you know, which helps everybody around them. It helps their family, it helps their friends, it helps them at work, because they're in a better state of mind to be able to deal with things. So I try to bring people into the moment so that they can start from there. And happiness is a great place to start from, believe me.
You can get one of these CDs by going to actually the contributors box at DougSteffen.com. You'll see Michael McMaster's picture front and center prominently. Click on that and go in and find one of these things that will help you. Just start with something simple like happiness and see if it doesn't bring you about to having a better day, a better weekend. I was asked by one of my listeners who uplinked me the current status of Mercury being in retrograde, and this fellow said, ask Michael McMaster for more information on Mercury going retrograde. And I think maybe it is something. I was amazed. I was having lunch with somebody on Monday, a business deal, and I always go by these things, but most people think I'm a little crazy. So I said this deal was something that could have been consummated before the end of August. And I said to him, I don't want to sign anything until after August 26th. And the two men, one of them looked at me like I was crazy. The other guy said, oh, yeah, because Mercury's in retrograde. So what do you make of it's, by the way, till the 26th of August. What happens when Mercury goes retrograde?
Okay, let me say this first of all. You know, through the history of time, there have been many cultures who believe in different aspects, and, you know, some cultures believe in astrology.
Yes.
Believe it very strongly. Mercury going retrograde means that things take a lot longer to get done, and it means that problems can be encountered along the way, which makes things a lot longer to get done. So if you're going to do anything, the belief is that you wait till after Mercury finishes that cycle, then things work a lot easier in your life.
So do you do that in your life?
No.
You don't? Okay. Do you want to tell us why?
I had a different philosophy about life. I believe that you create your own destiny, your own life, and you can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the right mindset, you can draw into your life what's necessary to make things happen. So
All right. So then turning it around, those who would believe that there's a problem will allow a problem to be created. If you say, this is so much BS, this is so much bunk, this is blarney, this is baloney, then you push ahead. But if the other side doesn't believe that or buy, I mean, I guess I'm thinking about how many times I've gotten stuck at an airport somewhere because it isn't because Mercury's in retrograde, but it seems to be coincidental, or you're having communication problems with somebody that you love, and that's something that happens when Mercury goes retrograde. Those sorts of things are typical, are they not?
That's true. But I believe that the life that you live is a reflection of what you believe inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one could say, you know, what you're saying, if you believe that Mercury going retrograde will affect your life, guess what? It will.
If you don't, it won't.
If you don't, it won't, because there are cultures who don't believe in that at all, and mm-hmm. It doesn't really affect their life. It's purely a belief system. Whatever you believe will actually happen to you. You'll attract those events into your life.
All right, so why aren't we all smart enough then to take a tack from your Simple Wealth CD? Why aren't we all smart enough just to become kajillionaires? Because abundance is there. It's not, God says, matter of fact, encourages people to create wealth, right?
Right, but you know, what people actually do, I'm sure 90% of the people who are listening to the show at the moment think about one thing, making it every month.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that you attract the circumstances into your life so that you just make it every month. If you were to believe that you are worth much more than that, you know, let's say you needed $5,000 a month to live on, if you believe that you're worth $10,000 a month, I guarantee you over a period of time you'll start to attract that. And I tell you, I know this because I've worked with millionaires. Millionaires think like millionaires, and that's why they're millionaires. People who think about surviving every month survive every month because that's what they think about.
All right, so then what's the proper way? Take one little tidbit from your CD, Simple Wealth, and spring it on us, and then I bet a bunch of people will go to Michael McMaster and find more value in what you are trying to create with a Simple Wealth CD.
Okay, you make money based upon what you believe. If you believe you're worth $50,000 a year, that's how much you will make. If you change that number inside of you and believe you are worth more than that...
But how do you pick a number? How do you make it infinite? Roberta's sitting here listening to this and saying, okay, but aren't any... By definition, Michael, isn't any number limiting? I could say I'm worth $1 million a month, and I am.
Yeah.
I'm worth $2 million a month. I'm worth $4 million a month. When does reality get in the way of your desire?
Well, you have to believe, it has to be believable to you. Mm-hmm. But if you're making $50,000 a year and you think, well, I think I'm worth $2 million, it's not believable to you. You have to actually believe that you are worth that.
Yeah.
Here's a real quick example. When people go to work for companies or corporations, the company or corporation tells them, you know, this work is worth $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that because somebody has told you that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you change the number and say, no, I'm actually worth $80,000 a year, that's what I truly believe, you'll attract work into your life that will match that. It's purely what you believe.
All right, got it, Roberta?
I got it.
We got it.
So, Doug, I'm worth how much?
Stop thinking you're worth $250,000 a year. Doug will tell you, don't worry.
Yeah, thank you, I think so.
Perfect, Michael. Simple Wealth, Simple Miracles, Simple Happiness, all the CDs that are available. Again, go to DougStephan.com. In the contributors box, you'll see Michael McMaster's picture. That's the easiest and fastest way to get to him, so you can figure out how you can use these CDs yourself. And there's a way in there. Michael explains how you can make $1 million what do you suggest? $1 million in 100 days. That's right, too. $1 million in 100 days. There you go, Roberta.
Wow.
All right, it's a pretty simple formula. You can figure it out at the Michael McMaster point. And I like to send people because it's easier for people to remember. Just go to DougStephan.com, click on Michael's picture. Michael, thank you. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It struck me yesterday. I was home, and of course, you know, Telemundo or Univision is on at our house, whatever channel they have it on. Right. My wife and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
turncoat. People like you who caused the problem in our country, Rich.
What problem is that?
The problem of having too many people who don't speak our language. It's your fault.
And so is that what it is? I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
English. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
Why, when we think of Christina Aguilera, does everybody always play this song? Aren't there about a dozen good ones you could pick from, Michael? Why do we always play
good ones?
Yeah. She's better. She's one of the judges on The Voice, right? Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, both of them participating in the Michael Jackson concert, the tribute concert in store. In Cardiff, over in Wales, in England, there are a number of performers, but apparently they're just leaking out the names of some. Let's see here. Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, apparently they're involved, aren't they, in that TV show? Looking at the list here. Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine. The concert is called Michael Forever, the tribute concert scheduled for October 8th. Let's see here. Adam Ant Farm. Isn't there a performer named Adam Ant?
Yes, there is.
He's
a rock guy, I think.
Yeah. All right. So all of these people are participating. What do they have? Why don't they just have the Jackson 5, the sisters who perform? What do they need anybody else for? This is, if it's about Michael Jackson, all these hangers, honors, what has Christina Aguilera's music got to do with Michael Jackson? Am I missing something here? What the heck? How would you equate the two of them? Was she influenced by Michael Jackson?
I think everybody was influenced by Michael
Jackson. Of course. And then if that's the case, I might as well be performing there. You and I might as well go. You and I will perform. Roberta Fasanelli and Doug Steffen headline the Michael Jackson tribute concert. Starring Doug Steffen and Roberta Fasanelli, Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green, Barry Manifold and Elvis Presley. All these people, it just seems silly. But it's big stuff. People love to get into that. All right, it's ready for our 2020 News Quiz question.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to read you a statement that has come from a page on Facebook. Written by a group of people who are upset. When I say a group, three or four people who are involved in the world of television production. The statement reads as follows. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves.
Oh.
Even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets. They do not have a sexual orientation. What is the story and about whom?
I know.
800, you are not eligible to win the free food, the prize, from eFood. 800 800-510, would you stop it? 800-510-8255. What's the story? Who are the characters? And what has gone on this week that brings these folks around to feeling like they had to post a statement on Facebook reading as follows? Quote, they were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. Even though they are identified as male characters, possess many human traits, they do remain puppets. They do not have a sexual orientation. So what is this? Is the craziest, most ridiculous, but kind of a fun romp in what isn't really reality, right? I mean, think about it that way. But for some reason, somebody glommed onto this and has made a big deal out of it because of something that happened in your state, Roberta. It's New York's fault.
Yes.
It's your fault. 28 after on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior Spring Tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece set ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at sentinelsecuritygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some information for you today at DougSteffen.com about plastic bottles and whether or not they are making you fat. Check that out. I don't know if...
I guess if you use them to pad your underwear, yeah.
That could be it. There's a big controversy this week about the movie... There's a movie being made by, is it Catherine Bigelow? She's the one who did the movie about what's going on in Iraq last year, won an Academy Award. She apparently, because of her political connections, got some information about some classified material, and now some people in Washington are upset about it. The Homeland Security folks think this is awful. Some members of Congress think it's awful. That these people would have high-level access to the information so they can recreate this as a movie. And so is that legitimate? I don't know what to think about this, actually. I wonder whether it's much ado about nothing. It certainly probably has some political connection because, you know, Obama can't catch a break no matter what. And that's not about whether he deserves to or he doesn't deserve to. He just hasn't had any. He looked foolish on Monday, and he sounded pretty much foolish all week long. Mm-hmm. And this thing, however the decision is, it just, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to stop.
Please.
Please say it or please stop.
Please say it and then stop.
The Pentagon gets orders from the White House to cooperate with the project.
Right.
And they're in script development phase now. They're providing assistance, and apparently that's often done for filmmakers, so there's no big deal. And I think that that's true. I think that the person behind this stirring the pot is stirring it for political reasons. Having said that, you wonder if it's not too soon, or do we? I guess we all want to know what happened, and if we get a commercial film that'll help. Tell the story, maybe that's okay. But anything that opens up the door to put the men and their families who are still alive at risk. Remember,
yeah.
Half of that team went down in a helicopter last week in Afghanistan. So that's the half of them are gone. We ought not to know anything about their family. I'm with them. Don't release the names. I have no problem with that. And then for the rest of it, okay. Is the story worth telling? Yep. Is there a way of doing it so you don't endanger the lives of the people who are still alive that participated? That's probably a question that needs to be examined. But I know that there's certainly a lot of people who are going to take shots at this. I just think that the way they've gone about when I talk about this, I think about all of these people, these political stunts that are being played one way or another, and how usually inconsequential they are. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me that the SEAL team is being used as a football, a political football. That's what bothers me more than anything else. It bothers me when the military is used by politicians for their own gain. And you know, that's certainly possible under this scenario. All right, so that I've said what I needed to say or wanted to say about that, Dr. Ken joins us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, I took a Facebook page statement and read it. Here it is. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends mm-hmm. with those who are very different from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are identified as male characters, possess many human traits, they remain puppets. They do not have a sexual orientation. So what is this all about, pray tell? Carrie is in Desert Hot Springs, California. Carrie, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How old are you? Doing good or are you doing well? Are you doing both?
I'm
good
doing well.
Well,
I'm on my way to work.
Are you? What do you do for work?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a merchandiser.
A merchandiser at a big chain like we'd recognize,
yes.
TJ Maxx or something like that?
Yes.
They get the max for the minimum at TMA.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Right.
All right. So anyway, you have children at home, do you?
Yes, teenagers.
Teenagers. When they were little kids, who did they watch and what did they watch, or what did you let them watch?
Sesame Street, Barney, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. All right. So who does the statement that I read apply to?
Bert and Ernie.
And what's the controversy or what's the story?
They want them to get married.
They do. Well,
yes.
Who's they, though? I've been trying to figure out.
Pete, I think it's, I guess it was, I assume the gay community. They're saying that they're partners, basically. They're saying that they've been partners all their life.
Well, actually, this thing seems to have come from a strange place.
Uh-huh.
This is the fact that people are reacting in an official way to this sort of thing. I think we had, was it yesterday or the day before, Roberta, we were talking about the original story that came from one of the New York newspapers, if I'm not mistaken. I think that this was just some byline that some guy who's trying to be cute who says, oh, well, Bert and Ernie, they've been friends, and because New York is the seat of all this controversy, let's, you know, get them married. And I don't think it goes any further than that, frankly. But it just seems that the people in some of the pejorative news media will take anything and run with it. There is a petition launched that gathered 5,400 signatures supporting a Bert and Ernie marriage.
Huh.
Now, who the heck started the petition? That's what I can't figure out. Where did this come from? Anybody know? 800-510-82. All right, hold on just a second. Carrie,
okay.
I'm going to make sure you get some of our free e-food, all right? Have a good time at work today, and you have a good weekend, too. So, George, do you know who actually started this?
Actually, no. I'm single, and
you have men friends?
I really don't know why they did it.
Do you have male friends?
You mean am I gay? No.
No. I'm not suggesting you're gay, and there's nothing wrong with that if you are. I'm just suggesting that as foolish as me asking you whether you have any male friends, that's how foolish this Bert and Ernie thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that foolish that
oh,
it should
much so.
Have gone, gotten the, I mean, I have a whole thing on it at DougStephan.com today, mostly because there's so much of a hoo-ha about it. Not, I don't know, uproar,
mm-hmm.
But it's just, what in the world, where did this come from?
Website change.org started the petition.
I read this yesterday at work. You know, I was going through some business things, and I happened to see this headline. I said something to my partner at work, and he says, well, that's a known fact. He says, Bert and Ernie and Ernie have been sleeping together for years. And I said, really? I said, I thought this was a kid's show.
A kid's show. Where does this stay? I guess they do stay in the same bedroom, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they share a room. They're roommates.
Yeah. I share a room with guys in college. I'm not gay. I think
sure,
if it wasn't.
It seems like they're always pushing the envelope.
I know it. Just for what?
On any issue. It doesn't matter what it is.
It's, by the way, it started by change.org. That's where they came from. Now, I don't know what change. Roberta, take a quick look at it.
Change.org.
Change.org. Let's see what they're all about. I had a guy. This is probably going to sound a little disgusting, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. Because it's actually funny. His name was Ron Corper. And when I was a freshman, he was a sophomore or a junior at Heidelberg. And Bill Maher was my roommate. We were in the male. There was a one-dorm King Hall was for men. And so we were in the dormitory, and he used to come in and out of the room all the time with a hot dog. And he'd think it was very funny to chase people around with a hot dog. And that was in 1964, for God's sakes. I didn't know from nothing about nothing, and I didn't care. I just thought the guy was a nutbird. And little did I know that he was, you know, he was just playing with something that had to do with his sexuality. And people teased him about it, and so there's no big deal. But,
well, don't you think it's a little funny because you see this Bert and Ernie, and what was it, just a few days ago you saw the birth control pill dancing around? You know, the same kind of thing. They're pushing the envelope.
Right. And for what purpose? If you were in college and you had a roommate who was male, the implication here is that if you stayed, I had a dozen guys that were my friends when I was in college. None of us are gay. It's because we slept in the same room? I mean, how stupid and immature is that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, George, we're going to give you some free e-food. Hold on. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, this change.org, it looks like a website. It says start, join, and win campaigns for social change.
What are we trying to change?
And they've got stuff like tell New Balance to stop supporting anti-gay politicians.
All right, so it's a gay site.
Tell airlines, no, stop transporting non-human primates for research.
Lots of causes.
Tell Walmart to stop the rape and torture of young women in its factories.
Okay.
Save Ringwood State Park. Don't let Ford Motor Company use it as a toxic landfill. So it's everything. It says causes, animals, criminal justice, economic justice, education, environment, gay rights, health, human rights, human trafficking, immigrant rights, sustainable foods. So I guess you can put up a particular cause and get people's signatures. It's like an online petition site is what it looks like to me.
This petition was started by somebody named Lair Scott. Do we know anything about him? L-A-I-R. Anything there that's obvious about him? It doesn't mean it's just like foolishness. It just seems like a fool. Here's a good story from DougStefan.com today, Roberta.
Yep.
It's actually a very nice story about a man who caught a foul ball at a baseball game.
A foul ball?
Well, you remember.
So it was like it had wings and it was going. Bark, 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 bark.
No, Roberta. Oh. It was hit out of the park across the lines.
It was a foul ball.
Yes. All right. So anyway, the foul ball was hit and the guy caught it and he gave it to a young boy behind him. Okay, so nobody thought anything of it. So much blah, blah, blah. Next inning, another foul ball comes up at these guys, and this kid catches it. So the first one is caught by a man, and the second one is caught by a boy. And they're standing next to each other. The man gives the ball to the boy. The boy catches the next foul ball and gives it back to the man. I think that's very cool,
that's
don't
very
you?
That's very cool.
Huh?
That's very cool.
I think it's very cool. Yeah, I think that's an example of the kind of story that I like to have told. And that's one of the stories of the day at DougStefan.com. All right, so also, so we got the fan story catching the foul ball and gives it back to the guy who caught the original. We got the Bert and Ernie story and the headlines from today's show.
Right.
We have the Christina Aguilera CeeLo Green performance, the Michael Jackson tribute.
Right.
And our video of the day today, the footage of the glacier in Alaska breaking apart very close to a tourist boat. If you haven't seen that, it's a pretty compelling stuff. You might want to check that out. Lots of things for you to do. That's why we're interested in you checking these out. We put all this stuff together so that we can be relative to the things that you're interested in at DougStefan.com. One of them, of course, is our connection to Dr. Ken Kronaus, which will be a reality in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision because neither rain
nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, speaking of your professionals, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's a professional. He's a professional doctor. He's a professional broadcaster. He's not a professional father, though, right? You don't get paid to be Amanda's father. You get the payoff of being, of having a wonderful
daughter. The payoff is just love.
Yeah, it is. So that doesn't, you can't count that.
Finding places in your heart you didn't know existed.
What a great, that's wonderful. Write that down, everybody. Love is finding places, that's wonderful. Love is finding places in your heart you didn't know existed. Cool. Good for you. You get 2 points today, Ken.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. All right. The Good Day Health segment brought to you by the folks at AlloCure. Try AlloCure at 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's the number. 855, toll-free, 879-2563. I put some AlloCure on a bug bite last night, and it went away like that. Why is that, Ken?
Just balances the acid and the base in it, I guess.
It's good stuff.
Probably just cleans it out. It does so many things besides good for bug bites. It's good for stomach acid reflux. It normalizes blood sugar. It helps you sleep better, improves irregularity, reduces belching, bloating, and gas, and just gives you healthier skin and nails.
Yep, it's been around for centuries. A great healer. Research has been done. AlloCure is thought of as the best thing. It's amazing we haven't talked more about this product, as a matter of fact, because it's so significant, so universal. You can take it for your stomach problems. You can get improved liver function with it. You can rub it on the stuff that you're itching on your body. It's really amazing. AlloCure. It is like one of those things somebody said about my raw milk. It's medicine in a bottle. Well, that's what AlloCure is, too. Try it now. Get the special Dr. Ken offer, 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's 855-879-2563. Mention you're listening to Dr. Ken. All right, Dr. Ken, depression and women and what happens to their body if they are depressed.
More out of the journal Stroke. It's a journal of the American Heart Association about a common thread that's been of interest to Doug and I about the mind-brain relationship. This is a bit of concern. This study reports that there's a significant, almost 29% increase in the risk of stroke among women who are depressed. Of more concern to me, and more study is needed here, is it the medicine they're taking that's increasing the risk of the stroke?
All right. Danger for people eating red meat, yet another reason not to.
American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and milk may be the antidote, but two slices of bacon, Doug, a hot dog, or a serving of deli meat daily, that's the important thing, daily has been found to significantly boost the risk of getting type 2 diabetes. You may want to substitute with nuts, white meat, low-fat dairy, or whole grain products.
White meat would be pork, lamb,
turkey.
Turkey's better. Okay. There's an interesting and very positive result of a study involving music therapy. I've long thought this, but now it's been proven out.
Very, very positive. Listening to recorded music, Doug, or working with music therapists may reduce anxiety levels of cancer patients and have other positive effects as well. Listening to recorded music, singing, playing an instrument, just participating in music makes people have a positive effect on their general mood, even affect pain and also the quality of life.
Quality of life with music. Women and smoking. I know we've had a lot of smoking news this week. This is the most damaging.
Medical Journal Lancet, women smokers run at 25% higher risk than male smokers of developing coronary heart disease, the number one killer of Americans. And this is despite smoking fewer cigarettes a day than men.
Women face greater heart risk from smoking than men do. That's something for you to put in your pipe and smoke, if you'll pardon the pun. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away.
Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
I always thought Queen was kind of weird anyway. This is a thing called Flash from the movie Flash Gordon. Sam J. Jones played Flash in that movie. He's 57 today. It's just Flash Gordon. It was an X-rated movie that was that came about at the same time called Flesh Gordon, if I remember correctly, Chuck. Of course, you wouldn't know anything about that, right?
No, I think I've seen both of them.
Have you? And how similar was the plot line in both of them?
Very similar,
Doug. Yeah, it was. Yeah, very similar. Okay. So anyway, that's a silly bit of music to start out Movie Moments, celebrating the birthday of Sam J. Jones. Has he ever been in anything since then? I don't even know who this guy is.
I know who he is because I remember that film, but he probably did a few different small projects on TV, but nothing.
Was he that blonde guy? I do remember.
Yeah, he's blonde hair.
Yeah, yep. Kind of, yes. Anyway, I'm going to keep
I think Max von Sydow played the villain in that movie.
I think you're right. Yep, I remember it now. It was really a silly movie, frankly. Okay, so we've taken care of that. Let's get into the real heart of the matter here. We're going to excerpt three small clips from the number one movie this week in 1990. Your job is to identify the movie for the swell prize, which is some free e-food, 800-510-8255. Here's the first clue.
Nobody is going next. You're looking for answers? There's no answers here. I think you just saw what you wanted to see. Give it up. It's getting too dangerous.
Okay, this was a very controversial movie. Did you get it, Chucker, from that first clip?
Not sure.
All right, 800-510-8255. You'll have a couple of minutes to figure it out after we've played two more clips. Here's the second.
I would like to go next.
Me too. Seriously. I mean, why shouldn't we all be famous in this?
That's not what this is about, Jeff.
Yeah, earlier you're going to be famous. They're going to build monuments to you. Little stones about this high. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Even though I didn't see it, I would be able to guess it because of the voice.
What year?
Say again?
What year?
1990. Number one movie during this week in 1990, 21 years ago. Here's the last audio.
Listen to me. There was this girl, Whitney Hicks, I think it was. I was in elementary school with her. We used to make fun of her, all right? I was on the train, and I heard someone call me names. I turned around, and I swear to God, she was standing right in front of me. Still only 10 years old.
All right. Weird movie, in a sense. You got it, Chugger?
I'm not sure. Nope.
Really? All right. Well, let's see if folks figure it out. This is a good challenge to your mind. 800-510-8255. Get to work on it. Chugger will have what's coming out this weekend at the box office in a moment on Good Day.
Over 50% of U.S. households have at least one member of the family with sensitive skin. And many of those people avoid using fragrance products, including laundry detergent. However, sensitive skin sufferers no longer need to sacrifice scent when it comes to fresh, clean laundry with the introduction of a new product. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
As a mom, I'm always looking for products that are good to use with my family's sensitive skin. I started using a great new detergent, Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent. It's the first scented detergent clinically tested for sensitive skin and is gentle enough to use on all of your family's clothes. It has a skin-friendly fresh scent and is dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic, and even has the added benefits of baking soda to help remove tough dirt and odors. What I love most is that we don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity and can get the smell of fresh, clean laundry throughout our home.
For more information about Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent, visit armandhammer.com.
All right, so, Chucker, what do we have in the new at the Theater This Week department?
Three new films does open to challenge the box office supremacy of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, those being the horror film Final Destination 5. These films do well at the box office, and if you like this sort of thing, always fairly entertaining. Also, Glee 3D, the concert movie, and 30 Minutes or Less, the new comedy from the director of Zombieland, starring actor Jesse Eisenberg. One bit of movie news, Doug. Peter Yates, the director of the last two Harry Potter films, officially signing on to helm a three-part theatrical trilogy of Stephen King's epic novel, The Stand. That was made into a miniseries in the 1990s, which starred Gary Sinise and Molly Ringwald. I thought it was terrific. This should make for a really good movie-going experience. This guy's a pretty good director, and the property is outstanding material.
All right. Alan in Palestine, Texas. What's the name of that movie?
I want to say Weird Science.
That's not a bad guess, but not the right one. Jared in Lynchburg, what's your guess?
Was it the Flatliners?
Flatliners is what it was. Number one movie this week in 1990. You get the prize, sir. Hold on.